HarperCollins presents The Bell Witches, Savannah Red, Book 1, by Lindsay Kelk. Read by Ashley Haddad. There is always a before and an after. That's what she told me. Before my father died. Before I came to Savannah. Before we all learned the truth about who I really was. Before was easy. After was more complicated. Before Bell House. Before Wynne. Before my grandmother. After the wolf. Before I fell in love. After I took a life. There is always a before and an after. Before. Chapter 1. The first thing that hit me was the heat. My dad always used to say there was nothing like a southern summer. He'd sit on the couch, sipping on a glass of lemonade so sweet, just looking at it made my teeth ache. Talking about days when the air got so thick you could taste it, and the only thing that could chase it away was a good old-fashioned thunderstorm. But no matter how many times he'd warned me, nothing could have prepared me for the real thing. I shuffled out of the back seat of the car and stepped onto the sidewalk, the heavy humidity pressing down on me, and peeled my already damp hair away from my forehead. Here I was at last, Savannah, Georgia, the town where my dad was born and raised. And now he was dead and buried in a completely different country, 3,000 miles away.
Emily?
A sweet sing-song voice called my name from the other side of the car.
You okay?
Ashley, the pretty young woman with a long brown braid I'd met yesterday, examined me with a furrowed brow. I nodded my head, even though I was not okay at all. How could I be?
Here we are, home sweet home,
she said, hitching her purse up onto her shoulder as the driver took my single suitcase from the trunk.
What do you think?
Staring up at the building behind her, I felt my mouth fall open. This is home? I said, unable to process the concept. You live here?
I do, she replied. Don't get excited, it's just a house.
But calling this place just a house was like calling a Formula One Ferrari just a car. Sure, it had four wheels and an engine, but it was not the same thing at all. The elegant white building in front of me was a work of art. It sat apart from its neighbors, as though too grand to be associated with such riffraff, and it was taller than the other buildings, the gentle gray roof reaching higher into the sky and lined with decorative but dangerous-looking spikes, as if a pigeon would dare to land on such grandeur. Each large, sparkling window shone in the early evening light, all of them too high up from the street to offer anything other than the most tantalizing tease of what might be inside. I think house is underselling it, I told her, pulling the straps of my backpack tight against my shoulders. Are you sure this isn't a hotel? Or a museum? She chuckled at that.
Definitely ain't a hotel, but it sure does feel like a museum sometimes. There's a lot of history inside those four walls.
An iron gate swung open on well-oiled hinges, welcoming me into a garden full of fragrant flowers and blossoming trees, as I followed slowly up a set of stone steps to a pair of imposing double doors, dark wood gleaming against the powdery white walls. Between my jet lag and the humid evening air, my vision was soft around the edges. It felt like I was in a dream.
Welcome to Bell House,
Ashley declared, holding the front door open and ushering me inside.
Let's go meet your grandmother.
If at all possible, the inside of the house was even more grand than the outside. I hovered by the door, one foot inside and one foot outside, as my tired eyes took in the glossy floors of the foyer, the imposing curved staircase and each immaculate piece of antique furniture. The walls glowed a soft sage green, and when I looked more closely, I saw the silk wall coverings had been painted with twisting vines that crept up and down from floor to ceiling. Sleeping Beauty's castle through an Instagram filter. It's amazing, I breathed as I stepped fully inside, hands still welded to my backpack, afraid to touch a thing. But I can't imagine anyone actually living.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?